I know that you don't wear the hijab or a veil or anything. Is that you see that in the same way that it's men's problem if you see it as a form of sexualization?
It is absolutely a form of sexualization of the faith, and this has become acutely so in the last 25, 30 years. But traditionally, much of the Muslim world, nobody covered anyway. And the Quran is not clear about it either. It just says, covers your bosom. Well, you know, my head is not my bosom, so it's a very different part of my body. And
that's covered.
Yeah, and it's covered. Thank you, Jane. Just to clarify to your listeners.
So in 2007, you co-founded Muslims for Progressive Values. Why? What's the vision?
It was a way for us to bring together Muslims of like minds, that is, gender parity, human rights for everyone, freedom of expression, freedom of and from religion, separation of religion and state, all that good values that have been sidelined and instead been replaced with blind ritual and orthodoxy that is very stiff and very harsh in its interpretation. When the music is taken out of it, arts is taken out of it. It was a way for us to also emphasize the fact that those people that were supposedly representing all of Muslims in America when they were all standing there with President Bush after 9/11, they were not representing American Muslims. They were representing their communities, very traditional or very orthodox communities. It would be almost equivalent to you making the statement that Orthodox Judaism in America represents all Jews. That would be such a misrepresentation. And that was what's happening and still is happening to Muslims in America. So this was a way for us to express ourselves as American Muslims, and also given the statistics that only 18 to 22% of American Muslims attend mosque or belong to a mosque. So you have this vast majority of American Muslims who identify themselves as Muslims, but yet don't belong to a mosque.
You are quite radical, though, aren't you? It's not only that you don't believe in segregating the sexes and women taking leading positions in prayers, for instance. You embrace gay marriage, LGBTQ rights. That is very radical within the Islamic context.
It is radically going back to tradition. Because Prophet Muhammad didn't prosecute anyone for being a homosexual. There is no punishment in the Quran for being a homosexual, period. And I've had this conversation with an imam recently, a traditional imam. And I said to him, what's the difference between ISIL and much of the imams of the world?
ISIL, ISIS, Islamic State.
Daesh, I prefer to call them. Because Daesh pushes LGBT people off tall buildings, and if they don't die, they stone them. And the imams ostracize and demonize and call them all kinds of names. So what's the difference? It's only in the punishment. In the Muslim world, you are criminalized. You are hung in Iran, and in different parts of the world, you are jailed and fined. So there really is no difference in your belief system.